Doesn't matter what order
okay,
they come in.
You had the orgasm. Now where's the orifice, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh man.
We're gonna up the anthropomorphic Angie. Bring her right over here. Come here, Angie. Let's get it right. Okay, Carol's not come to bed yet. What have y'all got us into?
Right.
This is terrible. So, you've got us all in.
So you were there was something about the white stone you're interested in.
We got the vapors over here. Let's go right back. Let's go on. You didn't do Isaiah, so it must have been too important, wasn't it?
I think Ian's got a bias toward orifices.
He seems
to really like them.
Of course. Everything that moves that you all bump into is pre-coitus, post-coitus, or in-coitus. Or mad because you don't have coitus. Or your remembrance of when you did engage in coitus. It's a biological function that you desire. Okay, and you don't even know why. But when you start the histines, when those histines, the dopamines, and all those different fluids start engaging that would bring you into a position of engagement, those are the autonomic responses that we're trying to get you. That's as close to God as you're going to get. That's when you're as close to it because your body kicks in autonomically. Once you get so far down the rabbit hole, there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to stop you going on through, right? That drive is the drive that makes God move. So that's why we like our little earth. We do indeed.